for good.
WCHV time is 8:15. He's already got all of his XFL gear on, and he's ready to take us on points. Because, you know, it's like barbecue season here in Central Virginia. There's just not enough pigskin.
I'm going to I'm thinking about watching some of that tomorrow. Just I want to see a touchdown and then see what decisions the coaches make. Do I go for one, for two, for three? You know the charts the coaches carry on the side? Can you imagine?
They're going to carry a binder.
And the analytics of, all right, if you're up six, you go for three. If it's fourth quarter with 8 minutes to go, yeah, you go for two. If you're up four, yeah, that's the best. Presented by Batteries Plus next to the Cavalier Diner. You can always trust the Plus, and that puts us in football mode, and that's going to wrap up the week because college football wrapped up recruiting this week with Wednesday's finish of the two signing days, December and February. Some things never change. Clemson had the number one class again in the league. Many of the elite programs are on the country stayed, well, elite. For other programs looking to close the gap, like Virginia and Virginia Tech, the results are simply average. That is if you believe the websites that assign stars to players like Yelp rates restaurants, okay? 24/7 Sports reported the Hokies had one of the worst recruiting classes in some time in the ACC. And Tech nationally fell from 26th to 70th. The best look for Virginia Tech, you know, it's not the best look for Virginia Tech right now. The Fuente flirtation with Baylor could have affected that, all right? This ranking did not come at a good time for the Hokies. All right, now, Cavs are number 9 in the ACC, but the numbers and assigned stars, they just don't faze head coach Bronco Mendenhall. He simply knows momentum is being shown by the program every year during the recruiting process, thanks to the support of Carla Williams, the AD, and the resources being showcased.
We're making progress that is clear and noticeable and transparent for all to see. So the combination of progress with resources is now combining to produce a stronger result.
Yeah, it's that simple. There are other publications and sites giving kudos to the Cavs. So programs like Virginia will emphasize the positives and downplay the average number of stars the newly signed players have received. Mendenhall wants one thing certain when it comes to signing days and bringing in new blood: the perception of momentum. Three consecutive bowl games will certainly do that.
There's a perception of momentum and positive things happening at UVA. In this particular case, it just happens to be right. And I'm excited about that. I think it has a really nice benefit to our program. And the recruits simply see that this is just the beginning, and they more and more want to be part of it.
Okay. Just some advice to the notebooks the next time you get, you know, you're at a press conference with Bronco. So-and-so, you know, Bobby Johnson is a three-star guy, Bronco. Do you feel, don't even go there. All right, as far as the ACC, top three, Clemson, Miami, and North Carolina. And if you want to know, FSU was four. So there you go. That's the 24/7 ratings according to Stars. And go get a pizza, and we're not going to, you know, go get a pizza there.
Well, I appreciate it.
It's Yelp ratings.
Yeah, well, I'd say it's guys, just...
Hey,
it's...
I give them credit. I give them credit. The guys, Joe, who slave over those recruiting websites and who just study it and look at it and then go, oh, Virginia Tech's 14, and Boston College is 13, and Wake Forest is 12.
I guess somebody has to be there. You know, we could just, for all I know, they're in there tossing a coin or playing, you know, lawn darts. So just don't try to catch one.
You tell me, Joe. You know, are they like, is it like presidential poll numbers or Kennedy?
I think recruiting stars are more scientific than, well, at least the Iowa caucus. But I don't want to besmirch your home state, Mac.
There you go. Enjoy the kickoffs and every kickoff being run back. Enjoy the 25-second clock and enjoy the extra point process for the XFL.
We'll certainly see what the first weekend looks like. Thank you, sir. You have a great weekend.